brother.
Hey, Anthony.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. I just got back from break here, so sorry about that delay, that slight delay there.
Hey, no sweat, dude. No sweat at all.
Were you able to get it all finished up with that estimate?
Yeah. It's just a big one. We've got a new pool, and they're redoing their whole backyard, and it's just a big old space. So.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Sounds like it. Absolutely. When did you start it?
Well, we haven't won it yet. Still bidding on it, so.
Understood. Well, hopefully you get it. You know, that sounds like a nice-sized job.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, Anthony, before moving forward here, what I'm going to have to do is just verify some information in regards to the company one more time just to make sure that I do have everything accurate here, and then we'll go ahead and get the payment information. I'm sorry?
News? What?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me, Brad?
Yeah, you're kind of cutting out on me a little bit, though. So. Might be a bad service area.
Okay, I heard that. I heard it might be a bad service area.
Mm, okay, I hear you. I hear you loud and clear right now.
Okay, cool. Perfect, me too.
Okay, perfect. All right, wonderful. Now, Anthony, for the account purposes, what's your last name?
It's Semler, S-E-M-L-E-R.
Okay, thank you. And then that the email that I sent you the information over to the other day, the info@AmazoniaLandscaping.com, that's the best one to use, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then we do need to get you PIN verified inside of your local area. That's what gives you the little red dot that falls inside of the map showcasing the area that you're located in. I found the address listed as 11424 Aspen Creek Drive. And Keller, is mm-hmm. that a business location, storefront, or is it a home address?
It's not. It's our home. And I would really rather not have, like, my home address out there, you know?
Exactly. And what I was just getting at is we never showcase that for the public to see that will be hidden. But what we do is draw a circle around the zip code that you're located in. That way consumers that are giving you the call that you're doing the work for know the area you're coming to service them from, but they wouldn't know directions to where you live, of course.
That's pretty perfect. Mm-hmm. Now, just to tell you a little bit of how the logistics of the business work.
Okay.
I'm up in Keller. My foreman, my crew boss, he's down in Euless, and that's where the I don't know if you're familiar with this area or not. I have no idea where you're from, but anyway, so uh-huh. he's you know maybe 30 minutes away, stone's throw away on the other side of like our service area, basically. Can we do like dead center with both of us? Or do we just pick me and let it be?
So it would be we'd be able to get you found in a 50-mile radius from the zip code that you're in. Okay, perfect. Yeah, and then we would allow you to hand select any cities, towns, or zip codes that you want to provide your services in, and we block off those areas for you, and we don't work with anybody else that offers the same services in those areas that we're working with you in.
That sounds good. The only reason mm-hmm. I was saying maybe we can get something more central is just because, you know, that out west, especially mm-hmm. like northwest of here, there's just nothing.
Oh, I hear you.
Like, you know, country roads and nobody ever wants west landscaping out there.
Yeah, absolutely. You need to be with that.
Yeah. And so that's what I was thinking.
Of course.
More like central mid-cities would be a better place to set the 50-mile radius from. Or whatever radius.
Yeah, like I said, we can do that for you, but what I'm going to do in here in a moment is set you up for what we call a client interview. That's when you sit down with our certified technicians that are here in-house from Google, and they're going to be going over, like, the keyword content with you, service areas that we're going to be programming you to work in, and also going over a small testimonial in regards to the company to make sure that we're representing you properly, of course.
That sounds great.
Okay. All righty. And then also, so give me one second here. And then just to verify the zip code out there, it's
76244. Yep, you got it.
Okay. Okay. And then also the hours of operation for the business, how would you like them shown?
Yeah, I mean, the reality of the situation is that we're 24/7. We'd like not to be, you know how that works.
Oh, I hear you.
gosh, I mean, I don't know, maybe like 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
7 to 7 Okay.
Yeah, if they're calling
absolutely
those hours, it won't be. You know what? Let's do 7 to 6 actually, because I we've been starting to do group and family workout 6 p.m. So.
Okay, absolutely. Okay, so if you want to do 7 to 6, we can do that. That's not a problem. All right.
Yeah.
And that's, is that Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday or 7 days a week?
Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday. Okay. All right.
Yeah. We're available on Sundays, but we don't like to tell people we are.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. All righty. All right. So Monday through Saturday, 7 to 6. And then when you're finished with a job, what methods of payments are you able to accept from your clients? Can you accept all forms like cash, checks, credit cards, or how does that work for you?
Yes. Yes, we can. A lot of people pay as Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, cash, check. The people that pay credit cards, we use QuickBooks for our credit card processing. QuickBooks will just throw out 3.5% fee on. So that's just one that we kind of try to discourage people from using.
I hear you, yeah. Okay, absolutely. Okay, that makes sense. Alrighty, and we can make sure that if you're using like Zelle, Cash App, Venmo, all those other ones, we can make sure that you're found for them, or people know that you accept those, okay, in other words.
Awesome.
Okay. And then also, did you have any other forms of media out there for the business? Like, did you have a Facebook, an Instagram, anything like that?
We do have a Facebook and an Instagram, which are both just tragically sad, but we've got them.
Okay, well, if you'd like help beefing those up, we can help you with those. That's not a problem. That's the reason why we do ask. If you've had one, we can help you with those. And then also, if we need to get a hold of you in regards to the account that you have with us, how would you prefer us to reach you? Would you prefer a phone call, a text message, or an email? What would be the best way to reach you?
A phone call.
A phone call? Okay.
Actually, can I?
All right.
Phone call, text message, because if you can't reach me, text me,
Oh, yeah. Well, if we give you a phone call and you don't answer, we'll leave you a voicemail. And then about 20 minutes later, we'll give you another phone call. And then also after that, we'll send you over a text message. Okay.
Okay. That's good.
All right. All right. And also, give me 1 second here. Okay. And then what I'm doing right now is I'm going to be sending you over an email. The email is going to fall into your inbox labeled client support. So give me 2 more seconds here while I get that. This is just going to give you 2 forms of contact. That way, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you always can reach a client agent with these 2 phone numbers. Okay, so give me 2. Well, the one that you just called in is going to be one of them with the extension 1. So that's going to be one of the numbers that are on there. And at the very bottom of the email, you're going to have my phone number. Okay. All right, and it shows me the email sent over to you successfully. Now, the last thing that we would need to do, Anthony, in order for us to be able to secure this thing, would be securing the payment. In order to secure the payment at the $249 discounted rate, what's going to work best for your company? You're going to be utilizing a debit card, a credit card. What works best for you?
Yeah, we'll just throw on a debit card.
Okay, now does the debit card read with your name on it and the business name, or does it just have one or the other?
Yeah, my and the business.
Yours and the business, okay. And the card, normally they read with 16 digits on the front of it. If you want to repeat those numbers starting from the left to the right, I'll repeat them back to you for quality assurance whenever you're ready.
Sounds good, man. 5348.
Okay.
7500.
Okay.
0915.
Okay.
1994.
And the expiration month and year?
0326.
And the little code that's on the back?
293.
And is that card connected to the 11424 Aspen Creek Drive address?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I'm going to repeat those numbers back to you here for accuracy. I do have a MasterCard starting with the 5348-7500. 0915-1994, and then I have 03 of 26 and 293.
You got it, brother.
Okay, all right. Now, the card is coded out. It only shows the last 4 digits, but what I'm going to be doing right now is putting together the package and also going over a voice verification that goes over the service agreement, and it does read as follows. Now, it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and also outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's also an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?
Yeah, it's Amazonia Landscaping.
Thank you very much. And please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Anthony Semler, and I'm the owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
All righty. Thank you. And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash?
Yep, I do.
Thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, would you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I'm not exactly sure what that means, but yes.
Well, basically what that question is asking is, we know what you're doing as of right now, but if you do anything additional to make sure that you don't double pay for a service, if another company gives you a call and they offer you some sort of marketing or advertising, to make sure that you don't double pay if you decide to move forward with that service, we asked before you did do that, that you would give us a phone call so you don't double pay for a service that we may already be doing for you here.
Oh, I see. Yeah. That sounds good.
Oh. Okay, wonderful. And then the payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged today's date, that is July 29th, 2022. It's going to be charged in the very discounted non-refundable amount of just $249. That would be a reoccurring payment from the two-month verbal agreement. But when the second term is completed, your agreement would renew the following month on the same day of the 29th in that same discounted amount of $249. That rate will never change or go up on you. Now, Anthony, you may discontinue the agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for the next month of service. We would just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so that does conclude the voice verification. Now, give me 1 second here while I'm waiting for my finance team to get back to me with the 249 going through. I'm going to be setting you up for your client interview that we talked about a little bit earlier. Now, give me 1 second here while I wait for the calendar to load up for me. Okay, so as I'm looking at their calendar right now, it looks like I'm not going to be able to get you in today. We do close in the next hour and a half. All my agents are booked out, but I can get you in on the following Monday, on the 1st. Now, let me know what time works best for you. Let me know what time works best for you, and I'll let you know if I have that available on Monday the 1st.
Man, my days are always so wacky and crazy, but probably around lunchtime.
Okay. Well, I can get you in. Right now, I believe it's around 4:15, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I can get you in. How does 1 o'clock? How does 1 o'clock sound?
Sounds good to me, brother.
Okay. All right. And we do ask that you block off an hour window to complete the phone call. Normally, it doesn't take that long unless you have a lot of questions for them, but we do ask that you block off an hour window for the phone call itself. But give me one moment here, because what I'm also doing is sending you over a calendar invite, letting you know that the client interview is going to be taking place on the following Monday. So give me 2 seconds here while I get that over to you. All right, so when that comes over to you, I invited you to the interview, so when you get that, go ahead and accept it for me. And then...
Is it email?
Yeah, it's going to be in the form of an email. Mm-hmm. And then they're getting back to me right now from my finance department. Give me 2 more seconds here. Okay. And I want to be the first one to welcome aboard the Local Splash team. Anthony, the payment did go through, and what we're going to do is strive 1 month at a time to make sure this becomes a long-term marketing solution for your company. Okay, I'm excited for it. It's going to be a profitable service. Now, I do need you for another minute or two. Are you able to pull up your emails while I have you on the line or your text messages? Just email, preferably.
Sure. Yep.
Okay. Now, do you have an email from us that says local splash initial invoice?
What's that? Yeah, I didn't quite
answer. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you have an invoice that came through did you have an invoice that came through from us that says local splash initial invoice?
Yes, I got it right here.
Okay, so go ahead and open that for me. I'm going to go ahead and provide you with your username for your client dashboard. So let me know when you have a pull up. About the fifth line down from the top, it says please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Yep.
Okay, so go ahead and click that for me, and that's going to take you to another page that says local splash terms of experience at the very top. Now scroll all the way down to that's going to show you the services that are provided within the package. Now if you scroll all the way down to the bottom for me, you see in bigger letters where it says cancellation and refund.
Let me see. I scroll all the way down to the bottom. I'm already typing my name.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, well, you see that little checkbox right underneath it in bold writing? It says next to it, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card, and all the information is complete and accurate. You would check that box, too, and then, you would sign your name. It is capital sensitive. And then let me know when you confirm your signature. That will take you to another page that says local splash username and password.
Yep, it's asking me for username and password, yep.
Okay, now the username, that's going to be your phone number that we're speaking on. The area code first, 469-353-0491. And the password, that's going to be created for you and given to you at the time of the client interview come Monday on the 1st. Okay, and remember, that's going to be coming to you at, it's going to be coming to you at 12. Does that work for you at 12?
Yep. Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay. Okay, all right. So, I want to clarify that with you. So, you're going to be getting the phone call on the 1st at 12, and then we'll go ahead and get the rest of this ball rolling for you. But I do want to ask, Anthony, before we disconnect on our end, did you have any other questions that I can answer or clarify for you in the meantime in regards to the services?
No, man. I think we're just excited to, be trying out something new. And, excited to see how it all turns out.
Absolutely. We're excited to start working with you, Anthony. We look forward to help grow your business. And like I said, if you have any questions or comments or concerns along the way, please feel free to call into us. We want to make sure that it's working for you. Other than that, just wait for that call on Monday, and we'll get the rest of this ball rolling for you, okay?
Sounds great, man. I appreciate you.
I appreciate your time as well. Enjoy your weekend.
All right, man. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.